This was the ultimate goal from when I was really, really young. And to have accomplished it now, I've got to sit back and look at where to readjust. And there's always a next pinnacle, a next peak in our sport.
Hello, friends. I'm Jim Nance. And every year at this time, I look back on 2 weeks of hearing the song and think my head's about to explode. He's got to get sick of it, don't you think?
I would think. Did you sense that Jim Nance was being a little protective of the game over the weekend, and the suggestion that with Tiger Woods not in contention, that somehow golf was, even though he kind of was in contention as of Saturday, that somehow golf was in trouble? And even his final comment yesterday after Spieth won kind of,
it's good for the game.
Yeah, it was like a new era dawns, and this is a new chapter beginning.
Well, he's right,
which I think there's some validity.
Oh yeah, he's rightfully worried.
Yeah.
Golf is in trouble. Golf is falling back into the notion of a few people can play it, and most people don't. And if Tiger's not in contention in an event, it's not a story. Now, Jordan Spieth is a great story. However, he's not exactly electric. So we'll see what develops. I love a kid who at 21 goes, this has been my goal since I was a little kid.
Yes.
You're 21.
Yeah. Best week of my life. Yeah.
They were showing a video of him when he was 14 and then pointed out that was 2008,
yes,
which by the way was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, it's a nice family. He's got a brother that plays basketball at Brown. He's got a sister, I believe, is a teacher, and his youngest sister is a special needs kid who is his inspiration. He's mm-hmm. said it many, many times without prompting. It's not some PR stunt. It's a very tight-knit, cool family. So good for them. A lot of good stuff there. Now, what's not good is the final results of the Masters picks. We'll have those in just a moment. We'll go to Mary for the traffic first, and then Ross will tell you how everyone did. And let me just say this. Ross is very disappointed in me. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Mary's back with your update on the rain and the cars. Oh. Just once, I, Jim Nance, would like to hear a little Ozzy. Possibly Alice Cooper, old school. Phil looks bad in pink. Did I say that out loud? Let's go to Ross now. Ross, thanks for being here.
I am happy to be here, especially today.
Oh, no. Did Ross win?
No, you may remember that last week I was giving Ross a really bad time over his poor performance in the NCAA brackets. Ross now would like to return that favor. Before we get to that, though, who was last?
Dead last. So John DeCoste was unable to make picks with us, but we took his previous picks and just sort of, you know, sensed a trend.
And your decision, which I backed, was what?
So John went with Ben Crenshaw, mm-hmm. Mike Weir, and I don't know if it's Gunyang or Gunyang or what, but they had a combined total of plus 132.
Yeah, 132 over. That's a lot.
Wow. Yes.
That's an Orion Bob Collins-like golf score.
Yes, yeah. Yes. They were dead last.
Not quite.
So, all right. And second to last?
That'll be you.
That's right. Big,
wow.
Big golf expert, Mr. Golf on the show.
Who'd you pick again?
Pops, I don't know what happened.
Arnold Palmer?
You know, I raised you to be like Jack growing up.
Too diddy
love
pick.
Sports.
Who'd you pick?
Well, don't stop now, Ross.
Did they make the boot?
What else did you want to say?
You know, it's just, I guess your mother and I will have to try harder.
Literally.
So you had Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and Matt Kuchar for a combined total of minus 11.
Well, it just goes to show one thing, how tight the competition was. And oh, there's really no shot for me to go any higher than that. By the way, who was 11th?
Number 11th would be Kevin Powell. Kevin Powell from...
Another guy with some golf knowledge.
Yes, who wrote a blog called Why I Love Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd Kevin do?
Very unpredictable sport.
Minus 13. He had Bubba, Dustin Johnson, and Tiger Woods.
Seemed like good picks at the time.
Yeah.
It seemed like a woman on the seventh floor is doing some yapping. How'd she do?
Mary Vanderbilt was in 10th at minus 15.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. She had Rory McIlroy, Louis Oosthuizen, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So she was minus 15. And then Dave Bennett.
Dave, ninth.
Go catch.
Ninth, Dave, or as I like to call it, three places better than me.
He was at minus 19, eight strokes ahead of you, Pops, with Jimmy Walker, Jordan Spieth, and Patrick Reed.
You had Spieth. Your other two guys.
I don't get this scoring at all.
Yeah, well, can you explain the scoring?
How hard is this to understand?
Shoot the message.
All of you on this show are college graduates, and every time we do this, I have to re-explain this. Well, try to focus for a second.
You had minus 11.
Yeah, so clearly the scoring is fair.
So you add everybody's scores that golfed, right? So if they were even.
No, stop.
What are we doing?
Just listen. You pick three golfers.
Yeah.
And if your three golfers make the weekend, you simply add up their scores. If any of the three golfers you pick miss the cut, then obviously you only have 2 days of scores to go on. You would double that score for the weekend. So if they missed the cut was at 2 over. If they missed the cut at 3 over, they would end up being 6 over.
That is way too confusing.
It's not confusing.
None of our players other than John.
Why didn't you just take their final scores and add those?
That's what.
Well, as it turned out, that's exactly how it worked out.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, because I wanted to have this conversation.
So let's go back to then who beat Dave. I mean, the rest of the scores, I should say. I'm sorry.
Dave beat me like a rented mule. Who was number eight?
Dr. Most with Spieth, Garcia, and Jason Day.
Seven.
Pat Brady was at minus 25.
I don't think Pat Brady, though, you didn't include his pick of Warren Spahn. Or who did he have?
Warren G.
Harding.
Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
Number six.
Was our listener, whose name I actually didn't copy down, but they were at minus 26. David Kaplan was at minus 29.
Number four.
We had a three-way tie for second, so I gave myself number fourth, given previous athletic performances.
Yes.
So I had Spieth, Day, McIlroy. Orion was at minus 31 with Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, and Bubba Watson.
And Andre?
Andre Darlis was also at minus 31 with Rory McIlroy, Sergio Garcia, and Justin Rose.
So all of you tied for second.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, son, nice comeback.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And the winner of this year's Masters Pickoff?
Steve's mom.
How about it?
My
grandma. Nice job, Ann Summers.
What a comeback.
Right? Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Dustin Johnson for a minus 39, or as the kids are calling it, 28 strokes ahead of you, Pops.
Holy cow.
Nice job,
Dustin
Mom.
Johnson was her sleeper pick.
Way to go. So it's probably easier for her because ever since she broke her hip, she'd been sitting around just gambling.
Right, gambling.
You know? Yeah. Yes. She'd go over there and she's got that visor on. She's dealing poker.
Right.
Congratulations. Thanks for being here, Russ.
I'm happy to be here.
7:21, you know what it's time for.